AMSNET, what would that abbreviation be? NFNH, Net for New AMSNET.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. Never heard of that.
Yeah. I'll find somebody who could volunteer to do it and pick a day and a time slot. I guess you'd have to try not to have it clash. Oh, what's this? Oh, the half-hour readout here. Have it not clash with other nets. Some nets occur at the same time or overlap with each other. Like Monday nights, the Langley net and the Coquitlam net occur at the same time, 7:30 on Monday nights.
Yeah, I know about that. That's weird, having two at the same time. Yeah, just reading the news here, some shooting at the White House to have some dinner or something tonight, and Secret Service thwarted the armed attack. My God, they got into the White House?
It's amazing how they get that far. Well, the Wild West in the East. Shoot up.
I'm just getting just reading the story. I don't know all the details or anything. I suppose we'll hear about it all tomorrow. It'll be big top of the news thing. It was lucky nobody was. Well, one Secret Service guy was shot, but his bulletproof vest saved him.
Oh man, yeah. Oh yeah, I think that would be mandatory equipment. Be crazy not to. Holy smokes. Yep, there are a few disgruntled people out there, I guess.
Crazy people with guns.
Well, guns, but no roses.
Trying to find out if the gunman was killed or whatever. They got him.
Terminated.
Although there are conflicting stories whether he was actually terminated.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to find out here. John, do you know? Did he get shot or what happened?
Within the first hour, they said that the so-called perpetrator was shot. But then as time went by, they said he was taken into custody. And he's from Torrance, California, which tells me that he traveled all the way across the darn country to get to the East Coast. But I don't think the dinner was at the White House. They call it the White House Correspondents' Dinner because that's all the knuckleheads are invited to the White House for the press conferences. But I think that the actual dinner was off-site at some fancy-smancy hotel. But Secret Service there, they're doing a job. But I kind of think it was a dry run where whoever did this is just a patsy. And the real perpetrators that funded this or whatever, they want to see, okay, let's just see where the Secret Service people come out from and where all the exits are and everything like that. So it could have been like a dry run.
Okay. Oh, I'm reading here that the guy had a shotgun who fired at the Secret Service. Well, a shotgun could do a heck of a lot of damage.
The guy approached the metal detector with multiple weapons is like, and he rushed it, right? So it's like, how far do you think you're actually going to get?
Oh, okay. Oh, brother. Crazy. Well, that's interesting.
I've been saying for decades, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah. Like Matt Dillon.
Not to be confused with Matt Damon.
No, two different people.
One's real and the other one's an actor. Yuck, yuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm reading it here. They're outside the ballroom was where the shooting occurred. And, he wants to be building a new ballroom at the White House, apparently. They want to. And it's supposed to have all kinds of security that this place didn't have, they're saying here.
Anyway, so every day I wake up and I check Craigslist on the Bellingham website and the Skagit County website. I look for musical instruments, for guitars that I don't need because I already got five of them, or amplifiers that I don't need. And then I look up electronic equipment, just like old stereos and good old gear like that from the 70s and 80s. And then lately I've been looking up boats. And so the more I learn about boats, the more I realize I don't want to buy a boat, but it's fun to watch these people sail across the Pacific or sail across the Atlantic. And if I was 20 years younger, I would have done it, but I'm too old for this. This is why I don't ride a motorcycle anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't ride a motorcycle. I see a lot of them ripping around here the last few days. When the weather's nice, they come out. And, boy, some of these guys really... You hear them at night, they'll really open it up. But every summer, they get, some of them get killed.
Yep, I've learned a long, long time ago, there are old drivers and there are boat drivers, but there's not a whole lot of old boat drivers.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of sailing as well to exotic places, but it takes a certain kind of person to do that, and it's an expensive hobby, right?
So my old legal assistant, who doesn't have to work now because his father died and left him a bunch of money, and he's in his mid-30s, the running joke around my household and a couple other mutual friends who used to own boats that are now about my age, they're too old for this stuff, we want to talk my at a boat. And he's going, I don't need a boat. It's like, no, it's not that you need a boat. We want you to have a boat so we could go on it, and you just pay for it, and we'll be happy to give you money for fuel and food and all that other good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I've never even been on a sailboat, actually.
I have two friends. One is I'm not sure if he's retired yet, but he's an electrical engineer that's a private pilot and also a boater that used to own a marine electronics business, so radar, navigation, radios, all that good stuff, GPS. But he took us out from Bellingham out to the San Juans, and he's also sailed from Vancouver Island to Hawaii on a crew with a bigger boat. And then I have another friend that has had a boat that has sailed. And so it's like, these are the kind of guys I want to get to know. But like I said, I'm pushing 70. I'm too old for this stuff.
Yeah, I hear you. I just turned 70. So a lot of things that I wouldn't really want to do now at my age.
That being said, is sometimes life comes full circle. Jim, and when I was in the Navy on aircraft carriers, the first time I went to the Virgin Islands was pulling into St. Thomas, and I didn't have the money back then because I was a poor sailor, but I looked at all these jewelry stores, and they had all these opals, because it's real close to where you get opals, and all these people cruise ships sailed in, and also in the marinas, not all these expensive sailboats, right? So I thought, what do these people do for a living where they can afford all this stuff, right? And then so years later when I got married to Gail, we went to my brother's wedding in the Virgin Islands. And we went back to the very same port where I was as a young sailor. And my wife, Gail, K-I-7-T-O-R, she went to all these jewelry stores. And she goes, what time do you close? Break. So in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, they had all these jewelry and tourist stores right on the strip, right where all the big cruise ships sailed in. And so my wife, we had flown there to go to my brother Doug's wedding. And so my wife goes, what time do you close today? She goes, what time does your ship pull out? And Gail goes, we're not on a ship. And she goes, I got all the time in the world. So Gail is negotiating with this jeweler in this tourist shop, and if you know my wife like I do, she's just gonna keep on just negotiating till the deal is right. She walks out there with a big frickin' pocket full of jewelry, and she's just happy with the deal. But across the street, I had some of the best pizza I ever had in my life, and it was like $6.75 a slice, and I've never ever had any pizza like that, and I've ate lots of pizza.
Well, that's expensive for a slice. $6.75. Are they big slices? you're making me think about pizza now. Mm.
Jim, I ordered, it was like a combo pizza for like $5-something, and then I added extra cheese, and I usually don't do this, but I ordered anchovies, and since it was only one slice, but it was like a New York slice, so we're talking like about 5 inches at the widest part, you know, in a triangle. And then when I ate it, I had to slice it in half lengthwise so it lasted me for 2 meals. It was like, that was some of the best pizza I've ever had in my life. And I could probably look on a map on Google Earth and find the place, but not right now.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. Lately, I've been thinking of places that are hot and warm. I'm waiting. I like the warmer temperatures.
That's why I've been watching all these YouTube videos of people going on sailboats. It's like, I could buy a sailboat for pennies on the dollar. But it's like, do I want to pay for insurance? Do I want to pay for mortgage? Do I want to get seasick? However, what I've lately thought about is just paying a few $1,000 and just going on a cruise ship so that way I don't get seasick because it's not a small boat and I could just go to some exotic port. But we live in Washington, so I either got to go down to L.A. or fly across the country and go to Florida or go to Alaska, which is the closest, but I want to go someplace with palm trees. And last time I checked, they don't have a whole lot of palm trees in Alaska.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of places where I want to go, where there's palm trees. And I've been looking at Thailand. Well, Mexico, I love Mexico, but I don't know. I don't want to have to worry about my where I can and cannot go because of dangers, right?
Roger that. Wasn't it you that had told me several times before on different transmissions that you either used to have property in Yuma or you traveled down there to Yuma, Arizona? Go ahead, Jim.
Well, my brother has a house in Phoenix, and I think they bought another one, a second one. They're renting them out, and me and my other brother, we went out there, I think it was last winter, and spent some time there. And it's a really nice property. It's right off of a golf course, and they got a swimming pool. And it wasn't quite hot enough yet. It was around this, it wasn't this time of year. What time of year was it? It was just just after Christmas. We did get a couple of nice days. One day we went to see a ball. It wasn't a real ball game. It was like a exhibition games, you know, early season. And it wasn't a bad day, but it was kind of coolish. It actually rained one day. But, yeah, here's a place at Phoenix.
Was it for the Seattle Mariners spring training?